Hello everybody, this is Chandra Dasa, as ever from the Buddhist Centre online at thebuddhistcentre.com, and you can follow along with the last couple of days of the International Council at thebuddhistcentre.com/Triratna, and you can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. You'll see the details on the site and on Facebook and Twitter, etc. And here we are, this is the last full night of the International Council. We're all about to decamp tomorrow to get on planes and trains and automobiles and go to Bodh Gaya, the home of the Buddha, in a way, the fount of the Buddha's enlightenment. And we're going to be reporting back from there for the next couple of weeks. But we wanted to have another podcast this evening featuring people from different parts of the world. And this week, we're extremely lucky because we have one, two, three, four people representing the Spanish-speaking world, Latin America and Spain. On my left, we have the wonderful, redoubtable, looking resplendent in her green top, green Indian top, Parami, who's from Scotland but has a very strong connection with Spain and particularly Valencia.
And Mexico.
And we have Sada Jyoti, who you just heard there, also from Mexico, who gave a fantastic talk earlier in the week that you can listen to on the site. We have Vadranatha, who's an Englishman, but an adopted Spaniard in, I was going to say Spaniard, the equivalent of a Spaniard in New York, whatever that means. Nueva Yorka, I don't know how to say that. And he's here to represent various different parts. You've got a connection with?
The Order in Spain.
The Order in Spain.
Yeah. And I also have a long-standing connection with Venezuela.
With Venezuela, that's what I was thinking about, was Venezuela. And we have the wonderful Dharmakirti also in gorgeous green. Do you want to say hello?
Hello, yeah. I come from Spain. I'm standing here for Mokshananda, representing the College of Preceptor. But I'm originally from Argentina.
Yes, from Argentina. So here we go. We've got the four of them, and we're going to do a special thing tonight. We're going to do two podcasts. The first will be in English. Just to keep the momentum from the week going, keep the ball rolling and the story coming through. And then I'm going to hand over to Parami, and we're going to have an all-Spanish language podcast, because one of the most important things about the Buddhist Centre online is that it's the whole of the movement internationally and the whole of the order internationally. And I guess for some people, it may be the first time that they hear language content other than English. We have French speakers, we have German speakers, we have Spanish speakers, we have Hindi and Marathi speakers on this event, and I guess in the future you can look forward to a lot more content in languages other than the one you speak. And it seems important, actually, to really take in the breadth and depth of practice going on across cultures in our rather wonderful, chaotic spiritual movement. So I guess the first question for all of you, and you can just answer pop, as we like to say, is why make the effort to come all the way around the world to India, putting up with all the travel and the rest of it, to come to the Triratna International Council? Sada Jyoti, you can just speak.
Okay, yes, one of the things I love about our order is precisely its internationality. And considering how isolated we are back in Mexico, it's such an opportunity to come to this context and get to interact and to practice and to reflect with people from different countries. So I was really looking forward to this meeting, because I knew that it was going to be a source of inspiration for my practice, and hopefully I can pass on that inspiration to others when I go back to my country. So I'm really delighted to be here. Thank you, Chandra Dasa, for doing this.
No, it's fantastic. And can you say a little bit about yourself? So what's your context back in Mexico? What do you do?
Back in Mexico, I work as a biologist, actually, outside the movement and the order. I work at the University of Mexico. I have a full-time job at the university, but then I have a lot of activities within the movement and the order. I run retreat center called Chintamani with other friends in the order, and then I have a lot of activities in Sangha contexts, like supporting the women in the ordination process. I take part of a chapter, and then I lead study groups, and sometimes I do lectures and workshops at the Buddhist Center as well.
Well, how do you find the time for all
Well,
that?
I don't know. It's like three people living within me, I think.
Only one of whom speaks English, the rest of whom speaks Spanish.
The rest of them speak
Spanish. Your English
exactly,
is fantastic.
Yeah. Thank
fantastic
you, Chandra Dasa.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
So anybody else? Anybody else like to pop?
Vajranatha.
Yeah, well, I must say I actually felt a lot of resistance to coming here just because it was in India, and I knew that travelling to India was going to be an interesting experience. But, I mean, being here at Nagaloka is absolutely fantastic. You know, it's really been, amazing just to see the positivity in this project, the incredible scope that you've got with the order here in India. Now, I've always known about it, but actually seeing it in person is something really different. And with regards to the meeting itself, I was on the last one, and it was just magical. I mean, to call it a meeting is a totally inadequate word, really, because it's not a meeting in the normal sense. It's so well facilitated, particularly, Vivek is the most visible person. She just makes things happen in a really magical way where you hardly even realize that you're... you don't really even realize you're making decisions. You're just... you just suddenly find, we've done all this work, and yet it was all fun. even find yourself having extra little meetings in between the meetings because you got so excited about some issue that...
Imagine Nathan and I did this earlier on. We stood under pillars and we couldn't tear ourselves away from more meetings.
Yeah, you should have been in bed with diarrhea, but we couldn't stop comments.
No, actually, no diarrhea here. Thank you. Please, gods, if you're listening, no diarrhea. Just a wooziness from India. What would the best word be for this kind of meeting? If it's not really a meeting, what would the best Spanish word be for this kind of thing?
Un encuentro in Spanish.
Un encuentro, es una buena palabra.
Más que reunión, ¿verdad?
Una hermandad.
Hermandad.
Una hermandad.
Brotherhood.
Yeah. Brotherhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you understand Spanish.
Oh, cool. And Dharmakirti, so you're also here. You're in a slightly interesting position of standing in for Mokshananda.
Yeah.
Would you want to come back after standing in for Mokshananda?
Well, actually, I'm surprised, how easy it has been. I was kind of feeling, oh my God, will I be able to really, represent Mokshananda? He's so experienced and he knows so much about the ordination process and the College of Preceptor. I'm quite a young older member, and I thought, well, I don't know. And I said, Mokshananda, could you tell me, what do I need to know in order to go to the meeting? What do I need to say there, whatever? And he said, you just need to be yourself. And then I felt like, oh, well, that I can do, I thought.
That's good.
So, this mixture of, resistance as for Vajranatha and fascination about coming to India as well, because I never been to India before, and I thought, people tell you so many things, and sometimes contrasting things as well. So so far it's been really good. Yes, I had a bit of a problem in my with my health. I had a chest infection, but it's nearly over now. And a part of that, I've been really enjoying so much this place, just seeing so many young people and kids involved, with Buddhism and with the Dharma.
Yeah.
I just kind of, I think in my heart kind of softened these days. And I just felt, very moved by that, really. And so I'm quite happy that actually I made this. But, a week or 2 weeks ago, if you asked me, you would have said, oh, I don't know,
It's amazing, isn't it, that it's kind of normal. Being Buddhist is kind of normal.
Like, whoa. You are surrounded by Buddhist people, which is great, isn't
That's
it?
Right.
And from different colors, different cultures, different languages. And you feel part of the Buddhist world.
Yeah, you don't stand out because you're Buddhist. You stand out because you're white or something. But, you're like...
You're
Westerner.
Yeah. One of the things I've quite enjoyed, in a sense, has been waking up being awakened in the morning at about 5 o'clock with the chant from the other local Buddhist temple.
That's right,
chanting the Tiratnavandana in a strange, unusual tune for me. Yeah. But
over
loudspeakers. So that's been quite fascinating. And that sense of being surrounded by other Buddhists, being in a culture that's predominantly Buddhist in this part of Maharashtra and Nagpur. Yeah. It wouldn't be the case if we were in Bombay or Pune, but it's certainly the case here in Nagpur.
Amazing. And so you've all done the week. you've got to the end of it. It looks like you've all had a fairly positive experience. You know, what's it like going back? You know, what are you going to be taking back with you from this to communicate to your sanghas, to your order chapters, to, you know, because in a way the aim of the meeting is to try and, or the, what was it, Hermandad. The meeting, the aim of Hermandad is to kind of promote unity, whatever that looks like across very diverse cultures. So, you know, what does it feel like for you going, taking this back?
Maybe I'll just say, in a way, I'm in a slightly different position from my three friends, colleagues here, because I'm at the meeting because I'm International Order Convener. So I have a kind of a responsibility to the Order generally, across the globe, across the universe. But I also have a very particular connection with the Spanish-speaking Latin world because I lived in Spain for quite a long time. And also, as part of the Preceptors College, I'm the woman public preceptor with particular responsibility for the process in the Latin world.
And what that means is you're Dane people.
So our Dane people, all the women in Mexico where Sada Jyoti lives, I'm their preceptor, either private or public. So I've seen them coming into the order, being involved in their training and help them come into the order. So I've got a very special link with these three guys.
Yeah.
So it's really lovely to be here. I haven't had enough time with them, but because there's so many other things happening.
Yeah.
But it's nice to sit here, even just now, with the three of them. So
and one particular challenge we're looking at is because our area is Spain and Latin America.
Yeah.
We have this huge separation, a big load of ocean between us, and we've been looking at how can we kind of maintain the connections across that distance, and particularly reach out to order members who are basically on themselves in Venezuela, who really, it's very difficult for them to get a feel of what's going on in this meeting. So it's one of our preoccupations is how can we really transmit the whole magical spiritual element of this, because I think a lot of people just feel it's bureaucracy.
And it's quite a unique situation isn't it, with the Spanish speaking thing, because you do have this completely unique thing where you've got two major cultures but very far apart. I'm sure it's not just ocean that's in between. There must be all sorts of other things in between.
But we share a language.
But you share a language,
For me, something very important to take back home is like this sense of what the hot topics are in the order at the moment, no? I think a year and a half ago when we first met, it was the thing about this, the system of spiritual practice. And I think this time we are trying to continue with that work, but to make it strengthen our practice all around the world, no?
Yeah.
So the idea of intensity and depth of practice is something that is in the air in the order, and we're trying to figure out ways to do that. And in that context also strengthen our ideas and our practice of ethics, which is also something that we need to think about. So I think it's going to be very interesting to try to spark the discussion around these issues back in Mexico, where I live, and hopefully also get in touch with the rest of Latin America, at least Venezuela and Brazil, and try to communicate a bit of this of this to them.
Great.
And I think there's another kind of very important topic that arose throughout these days here, which is it's called leadership in transition. And it's about how to carry on all these, so many decades of traditions that have been founded by Sangharakshita. And as you know, he's quite old now, and I hope he lives, you know, so many years more. But he long ago, he already kind of handed the responsibilities of the movement and the order to other people. But, you know, he's still around, and we still kind of count that he's very present. But so we're trying to think, you know, what is going to happen when he's not here anymore. And, you know, we don't just want to find out one day that, you know, all of a sudden he's not here and we need to figure out what to do. So we need to start kind of looking at ahead now and think how we can start kind of working coherently and in a very kind of harmonious way in order to carry on all this tremendous force of the Dharma work that he has pass on to us. So we want to be able to, well, I would like to be able to communicate that back to my Sangha, I think, you know. Yeah. I wonder if they will be able to really pick up that is so important, so relevant for us.
Well, that's all really great. It's very nice to be with four such fine people who are very clearly, at least to me, capable of doing just that, just of holding that kind of vision for Bhante, and holding it very far from Sangharakshita's own culture and translating it. Sangharakshita often talks of himself as the translator, and where you guys are translating it, not really from English to Spanish, but just from his lived experience to your lived experience. Very impressive. You're very heroic. That's what it strikes me as. Pioneers, Spanish pioneers all. So that's the end of this evening's first podcast. We'll be back tomorrow in English with Maitri Sara, who's one of the facilitators, the two main facilitators for this meeting. She's also a hero of a kind. Hopefully she'll be in the right space to talk to us at the end of the meeting. But we're going to be back in just a minute with an all-Spanish special edition for our Spanish speakers all around the world. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Buenas noches.
Thank you for listening.
Jai Veen.
Buenas noches.
Jai Veen.